Yeah, I think there's a big adjustment gone on after COVID. I think people are looking for, they're being a little bit more selective about where they work, and the best guys are saying, you know what, you know, and part of the problem is there used to be loyalty at companies, or you know, you could count on, you know, but I, you know, with pensions and with making investments like 401ks portable and all that stuff, there's really not much making somebody making you stand out. So it just becomes a game. If somebody says, you know what, shrug, I'm just going to show me the money, going where I make the most money. And that seems to be the way the younger folks do it now. We went for more of a security thing, you know, and long-term and all that. I know I did. I wouldn't be comfortable with that bouncing. There's something good to be said about it. You know, if you're constantly bouncing, you got to always be up on your skills, right? You know, you got to be the sharpest tool in the shed if you want to be that guy that's always pushing the envelope. And sometimes there's it's nice to get comfortable somewhere and you know and figure out exactly what they need done and do that really, really well, and there's a lot less pressure than moving all the time and figuring out a whole new system.
You know, that whole pension thing, world according to Wally, that's kind of a double-edged sword, okay? The companies, I'm getting a couple pensions from jobs I had in the past, and they're not much, but nonetheless, it's nice to have that money come in. And it was one of the reasons why I stayed at one company so long. I stayed at one company for like 19 and a half years or something like that. And all the bad days I had and everything else like that, that was the thing that kept me there was, you know, the pension. And it was like, as an employee, I always felt I was a little bit more tolerant before I would say, oh, to hell with you, I'm going to work for him. So that's the plus of the pension, you know, and where the companies kind of, you know, they thought they were cutting a fat hog. Oh, look, we don't have this long-term liability for as long as Wally shall live, if you follow me. But so, like, two of them have got that. They're stuck, and actually half of it goes to Marion now that I got married. So it's basically two lives that, you know, that they have to cover on a pension. So the company's thinking that they're cut a fat hog. But the downside of it is with that, you were talking about the loyalty. They threw out the loyalty on, you know, people staying there. So that I think that's what hurt them. You know, and with your, you know, package, you've got the loyalty. So if somebody has a bad hair day or a bad hair week or what have you, you know, they're not going to say, I'm out of here, you know.